Joining me on the phone is Doug from Red Cross Lifeblood. And Doug, how are we looking for appointments leading up to Christmas?
Morning, David. Look, it's pretty good at the moment, but we still have a handful of appointments left for this week and next week. So for those people in the community that, you know, want to get that donation in before Christmas, we'd really encourage them to start booking their appointments as soon as possible. They can do that by just giving us a call on 131495 or at our website, lifeblood.com.au.
Beautiful. Now, of course, only a handful of appointments doesn't mean that people shouldn't think about the new year. New Year's resolutions, one of those things, one of the New Year's resolutions you hear about all the time is, I want to get out there and I want to help my community somehow. Well, this is a great idea right here.
Yeah, spot on, Dave. A lot of people make those New Year's resolutions to, this next year I'm going to donate blood, or I want to save a life, or I want to help the community. So the need for blood is always ongoing as well. So we'll be open throughout the summer. So for those people that are keen to kick off the new year in a really positive way, we'd encourage them to make that appointment for January. When people are travelling, the need for blood's ongoing. As an organisation, we need to collect around 33,000 donations across the country every week. So, you know, we need the community to really get behind us and keep donating.
Beautiful. Then that is a good point too. Of course, leading into January, it is a busy time with people out and about. Eligibility. Who's eligible to give blood? I know we haven't talked about this before.
No, we haven't. So it's quite easy, really. As long as you're aged over 18 years, you weigh more than 50 kilos, and you're not suffering from any colds or flus, then you're welcome to come down and give us a try. We also have a really great FAQ section on our website and also a quiz. So if people aren't sure about their eligibility or if they're taking a medication, they can call us, talk to one of our medical staff and find out whether they are in fact eligible. And surprisingly, more people find out that they're actually eligible when they think they're not. So it's worth making that call.
It's something we talk about quite regularly to all sorts of different people. They don't know, but you don't know until you ask the question, of course. Now, you did mention colds and flu. How is COVID, which is a bit of a slip sideways, obviously not a cold or a flu, but how has COVID impacted? What sort of impact is that with giving blood?
Yeah, well, with the vaccines, as they're all getting rolled out now, we only have a three-day wait. So if you're getting a COVID vaccination shot today, in 3 days' time, you're eligible to come back and donate. When it comes to tests, as long as you're negative, same deal, you can come back and donate. So really, it's not having a huge impact. We just need people to be aware that once they've had their vaccination, 3 days' wait, and then they can return.
Don't be shy to return. I like that. Hey, look, how long does it take before I let you go?
Yeah, the donation process takes roughly 1 hour. The time in the chair is about 10 minutes. That's the needle in arm time. And the rest of the time's made up by getting a pretty good health screen of yourself, checking that you're eligible, and then afterwards we give you something to eat and drink to start recovering as well. So, you know, there's usually a muffin or a party pie or something like that on the go in the donor centre for donors to enjoy.
Well, I was thinking it would be more like a bickie and a cup of tea.
Oh, it's a bit more flash than that, Dave.
that was the old school at the time, right?
Wasn't it? That's right.
Look, Doug, always great to catch up with you. We'll do it again. And again, what's that website for people to give blood?
So the website is lifeblood.com.au, or they can call us on 13 14 95. And our Mildura Donor Centre is at 168 8th Street, open every Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday.